Sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. Welcome to the Lord's House and Messages on Demand. And now, today's message.
That you turn with us, if you would, to Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4, and we want to read the first 8 verses, if you will, of Romans chapter number 4. Romans 4 and verse 1 says, "What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord will not impute sin." Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for another privilege, Lord, to bow and worthy heads before you this side of eternity. Father, we pray, dear Lord, that you'd take this few bits of wisdom, Lord, that you've laid upon our heart. Lord, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as you rightly divided unto us, Lord, that you'd help us to rightly divide it unto the people. Father, I pray that not one individual, Lord, would turn a deaf ear to the Word of God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd send the liberty and the power and the authority of it. Most of all, I pray, O God, Lord, that you'd do it again and send the conviction that's needful. Ask Heavenly Father that you'd do it again and feed our hungry soul. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd boost up the power on this radio station today that'll go out further, Lord, than it normally will. Lord, that'll speak to the heart of the listener. Pray, Lord, that you'd bless this word. And Father, may it go out 40, 60, and 100-fold. And Lord, accomplish, dear Lord, what you please today. Ask that you'd speak, Lord, thy servants hear him. And if there be any fruit that's ripe, Lord, I pray, O God, Lord, that, Father, you would pick it today. Lord, I pray you'd send your blessing upon your word. In Jesus' name, we do try to pray and ask it. Amen and amen. Apostle Paul said here in Romans chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man in whom the Lord will not impute sin." We spend more time in trying to talk people into heaven than we do trying to show them how to get back. Romans 6:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 still says, "For the wages of sin is death." James 1:14 and 15, the Word of God says, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and when it is finished, it bringeth forth death." What are we saying? I'm saying that Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And because of that sin, Romans 6:23 says the wages or the payment of that sin is death. And James said, when that sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. What am I saying? We're all going to die. We're all going to die and spend eternity in one of two places. Heaven or hell. We're gonna spend eternity when we die in a place called heaven, or we're gonna spend a place when we die in a place called hell. So since we're all sinners, and since we're all going to die, and when we're all going to one of those two places, don't it just make good sense to prepare ourselves to go to heaven? Now listen, friend, the final decision is yours. It's not God. It's not God's choice. It's your choice to choose where you want to go. It's your choose to go to heaven, or it's your choice to go to hell. The decision is yours. God leaves that up to you. You can go to heaven, or you can go to heaven. You say, "I mean to go to heaven." Well, don't it just make good sense to prepare yourself in order that you may go to heaven? That final destination and that final decision is still yours. It's not God's. Now I'm going to try my best to show you how to get there. Anybody that knows he's going to die ought to want to go to heaven. You know you're going to die. Hebrews 9:22, the Bible says, "As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment." You know that you're going to die. There's not very many people, probably not anybody, maybe a child, that's never gone to a funeral home, that's never gone to a graveyard somewhere, that's never passed by a graveyard and wondered how many people are there, how long they've been there, and there's probably every one of you that probably have thought about, when is my time going to be when I'm going to be put in a graveyard somewhere? So we ought to be thinking about heaven. But I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to try my best to show you how to get there. How to get to heaven. So if you don't know right now that you're going to heaven, I would that you listen. So that you can know at the end of this message that heaven will be your eternal home. I want you to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that heaven will be your eternal home. Listen, don't let pride or denominational background or so-called Christian heritage keep you out of heaven. I don't care if your grandpa bought every stained glass window in the church building. I don't care if he put the steeple on and put the roof on. I don't care if your grandma's buried under the pulpit. If you'd not made the right preparations, heaven will never be your home. Do you hear what I said? I said if you don't make the right preparations, heaven will never be your home. Don't let, listen, I said, don't let pride or denominational background or so-called Christian heritage keep you out of heaven. And don't let these things send you to hell. Just make up your mind today and say, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to heaven. I'm just going to do whatever it takes. So if you will, folks, listen very carefully. And I believe that if you'll listen to me closely and very carefully, that I can show you biblically how you can know that you'll go to heaven when you die. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13, John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. We've got the promise of the Word of God that John said, look, I've wrote these things unto you, I've written these things unto you, that if you'll believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name... Excuse me, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So if we could go to heaven and talk to the people that are there, or if we could uncap hell and talk to the people that are there, then I wonder, and I ask this question to myself, what would be the difference? What would be the difference in those people in heaven and those people which are in hell? What caused those people to go to heaven? And what caused those people to go to hell? Was it their church denomination? Was it because they were a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Methodist or a Presbyterian? No, it wasn't because of their church denomination. It wasn't because of their church affiliation. It wasn't because they were baptized or sprinkled or capsized or simonized or whatever. Neighbor, listen. I just would that you listen to what we're saying. Listen. Do you realize that there are people that are listening to this message today who don't go to church and have never gone to church, and yet you live a better life than some folks who go to church every Sunday? That's true. That's a hard pill to swallow. But there's some of you that are listening to me today, as I've said, that don't go to church, have never gone to church, you've never prayed, you've never gone to Sunday school, you've never given a dime to the church, and you've never done anything for the church, but yet you've lived a good life, and you live even better than some folk that go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. That don't make sense. But it's the truth. Yet, those folk who are going to church, who are trying to live for God, even though they don't live as good as you do, when they die, heaven's going to be their eternal home. And you, listen to me, and you, that have never made the right preparations, hell is going to be your eternal home throughout all eternity. You say, I don't understand it. I know you don't understand it. That's why we're here today. That's why we're here. Not so much for you to understand God's Word, but to trust His way. So what's the difference? What's the difference in that man that's going to heaven? That's not lived as good a life as that man that's going to hell, that's lived a lot better life than he has. What's the difference? It's not the good versus the bad. It's not the church versus the unchurch. The difference is Romans chapter 4 verses 7 and 8, where where Paul said, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin." Say this. The only way you'll ever make it to heaven is to look at yourself like you really are and repent of your sin and by faith reach out and trust Jesus as your Savior. Father, I pray that You'd speak to the heart of the life of the listener today. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, You'd feel the need in their heart and life today. In Jesus' name, we do try to pray and ask You. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you have been blessed by this message and that you will invite your friends to listen. If you would like to contact us, please visit our website at www.tlhf.us. You can also contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us or by post at the Lord's House at P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production and a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship Incorporated.